The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm an old guy, so I like old things. That's not to say that I don't like new things. I do like new things. There's a lot of new things that I like. But being an old dude, who's not really all that old, really, in the grand scheme of things, I'm not an old man. Now, my back would disagree, my knees would disagree, but I'm a rather old personality, I guess. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I like old things, or at least I like things that were new when I was young. Does that make sense? I think what I'm trying to say here is that I'm going to talk about a movie today, and it's from 1987. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I mean, I'm feeling sort of confident about what that is that I'm trying to say. Let's just start the show.
The following podcast is going to contain spoilers, along with me, just a regular guy, talking about all the things I love, such as comics, movies, television, music, and books. So yeah, proceed at your own risk.
Welcome to another episode of Just Another Fanboy. I'm your host. My name is Steven. Even Steven. Don't know why I said that. You know, it's like sometimes you're in a room with somebody and you're feeling uncomfortable and you just blurt out dumb things because you feel the need to throw something into the silence. Normally, I don't. I love the silences. The silences in life are like some of my favorite things. But sometimes you kind of get that feeling that the person that you're in that room with, they are uncomfortable about the silence. And so then that makes you uncomfortable because they're uncomfortable. And so you throw something out there. Even Steven, that's, you know, my name. It rhymes with the word even. Doesn't really rhyme with too much more except for maybe leaving. I'm even Steven and I'm leaving. That's about it. I'm sure there are others. Anyway, I watched a movie this weekend. Classic movie. I don't know how many times I've seen it, but as I'm watching it with my wife, I'm trying not to cause her to be annoyed with me. Because I keep saying the lines from the movie before the actor or actress says them. Now, the movie I'm talking about is from 1987, and it's Raising Arizona with Nicolas Cage, Holly Hunter, John Goodman's in there, Randall Tex Cobb is in there. And this, like I said, 1987. And a couple of months ago, I tried to get one of my kids, I tried to get Simon to watch it with me. And Simon, trying to get Simon to watch anything that's not on YouTube is a hard thing to do. If he's not watching it on his phone and it's not 12 minutes or less, he's not all that interested. Every once in a while, I can pry him away from the YouTube with some Star Wars, stuff like that. But in general, if he has no idea what it is I'm talking about, and then he just has no interest. And so I made a deal with him. I said, look, watch the first 15 minutes of this movie, and if you don't want to watch anymore, we don't have to watch anymore. So we watched the first 15 minutes, and he was hooked. Now, I don't think we ever actually finished it is the problem. I can't remember why. Something came up, and we weren't able to finish it. But Karen, my wife, and I were watching some TV in the bedroom this weekend, and she said, she just I can't remember how it came up, but she quoted one of Holly Hunter's lines, and she's just sitting there on the bed, and we're having a conversation, and she's, I think we're just talking about life, talking about the kids, talking about things, and she says jokingly, "Everything's changed," and that Holly Hunter says that in the movie Raising Arizona, and she just said, "Now I want to watch Raising Arizona," and I said, "I'll go get it." And so we sat down and watched this movie. If you've not seen it, if you're somewhat youngish, if you're a youngin' and you haven't watched the movie, or if you've known about this movie all along but you've avoided it because it's got Nicolas Cage in it, you're doing yourself a disservice. Now, this is a Coen Brothers movie. And at one point in the middle of the movie, I turned to my wife and I said, "Isn't it a shame that this is like the greatest role Nick Cage has ever played? And he did it very early in his career. He's played some, if you like Nick Cage, I can get into some Nicolas Cage once in a while. I'm not like a oh my gosh, I have to see everything like Nicolas Cage is in, which is good because he's in a lot of crap. He is practically, I mean, I'm surprised we're not playing Six Degrees with Nicolas Cage at this point. But I have seen a number of movies that Nicolas Cage has been in, and I have enjoyed a number of movies in which he has been in, and I have enjoyed him in those movies. But Raising Arizona is the greatest performance of his entire lifetime. It just is. It's a fact. I will wrestle anybody to the ground who tries to disagree with me, except I probably won't, because I'm sure somebody could make a great case for another movie. But so if you haven't seen it, I urge you to go see it. Let me tell you a little bit about it. So Nicolas Cage plays a character named H.I. McDonough. And that's the first line in the movie is, "My name is H.I. McDonough. Call me high." He's a petty criminal. He robs convenience stores. He robs them with a gun that is unloaded, which allows him to get out of jail. You know, he goes to prison and he gets back out on parole. He goes back to prison. And, you know, it's not considered armed robbery if the gun ain't loaded. And so when he is arrested, one of the times he's arrested, he meets Edwina. She's played by Holly Hunter, and she's the officer that is processing him. One of her first lines is, "Turn to the right," and she's taking his mugshots, and he just falls in love with her right away. So the second time he's arrested, this all happens within the first 10 minutes of the movie. The second time he's arrested, she's processing him, but she's in tears, and he asks her what's wrong, and she says, "My fiance left me." And he tells her that you tell him, you see him, that he's a damn fool. And he basically, you know, he doesn't quite profess his love to her, but he pretty much tells her that he thinks she's the greatest thing since sliced bread. So then the third time he is arrested, he asks her to marry him. No, that's not true. He gives her a ring, because then after he gets out of prison that third time, he comes into the court. He comes into the station to ask her to marry him, because it's such a funny moment, because she's processing another criminal, and he's at the board where she's taking his photograph, and he comes in and he tells her, you know, I don't remember his exact line, but he says his line to her that's basically like, I'm asking for your hand in marriage. And then he turns to look at the guy who's in handcuffs that's having his photo taken, and he says, "Howdy, Kurt." And it's just, Nicolas Cage is so good in this movie. There's no way that I'm going to be able to project how funny he is. And a lot of it's due to the writing. The Coen brothers they've written just such a great movie. So Holly Hunter and High and Ed, they get married and they try having kids. They move into a trailer, or as he refers to it, a mobile home or a starter home in suburban Tempe. And they start trying to have kids, but they find out that she's barren. And or as he puts it, her insides are a rocky place where his seed can find no purchase. And they're both very depressed. they were having such a happy marriage, and now they can't have kids, and they've just let everything go. And Ed has even quit her job. She's no longer working for the police department, and High finds himself driving past convenience stores that are not on the way home. But then something happens. They see a news story on TV about the Arizona Quints. And this is five kids that were born to Florence and Nathan Arizona. Nathan Arizona is a famous guy in their local area because he owns a furniture store called Unpainted Arizona, where you can buy unpainted furniture. And so they decide they got five kids. They got more than they can handle. They're going to go get one of them, take the kid and raise it as their own. And then, like I said, that's like the first 10 minutes of the movie. And then it just goes from there. John Goodman, and I can't remember who plays his brother. They were in prison with High, and they break out at one point and rob a bank. And it is a funny, classic movie. I think it still holds up to this day. It's got a bunch of great lines in it that I would love to recite to you, but I would not do them justice. An example would be, there's this great sequence where High goes into a convenience store to rob it. He's with Ed and the new baby, Nathan Jr. They pull into a convenience store, and High announces that Nathan needs some Huggies. So he goes into the convenience store. He pulls a thing of pantyhose off the rack. He grabs a thing of Huggies. He approaches the counter with the pantyhose over his face, the Huggies under one arm, and a pistol in the other hand. And he tells the guy behind the counter, "I'll be taking these Huggies and any cash you got there behind the counter." And so as he is robbing this convenience store, Ed out in the car, she's reading a story to Nathan, little Nathan Jr. She looks up, she sees what's happening. She's very upset about it. She yells at him a couple times through the window, gets out of the car, comes around to the driver's side, gets back in and drives away. So there's this whole sequence then when High is running from the police, because as he leaves the convenience store, the police are pulling up. The kid behind the counter comes at him with a gun, and there's just this wonderful chase sequence where at one point he's running through the streets of this suburban Tempe, I guess it would be Tempe, Arizona, and this old man in a truck, he flags this old man in a truck down to give him a ride, and he's still got the pantyhose on his head, and the old man looks at him and goes, "Son, you got a panty on your head." And again, I'm not doing it justice. I really shouldn't be trying to recite to you these wonderful lines and try to tell you how great these sequences are. You really have to see the movie. If you are a fan of the Coen brothers, you've probably already seen it. But if you haven't, I really urge you to. I don't know why I'm still talking about it, because I've mentioned it over and over and over. It's a wonderful movie. I think everybody should see it at least once in their lives, especially if you're not a fan of Nick Cage. If you have avoided all Nick Cage movies because you don't like him as an actor, you should really try Raising Arizona, because it's almost like it's not Nicolas Cage. He is H.I. McDonough. He is a completely different person. So I'm begging you to give this movie a chance. I can't imagine that there's people out there that haven't seen it. Anybody that's my age, if you haven't seen it, if you grew up in the 80s, you've seen this movie more than likely. But if you haven't, if you avoided it, go see it. And here's the thing. Here's what I want you to do. I'm giving you all a homework assignment. Whether you've seen the movie or not, I want you to go watch the movie as soon as humanly possible. Go watch it and then report back to me at feedback@stephenrls.com and just give me your thoughts on the movie. Even if you've watched it recently enough or often enough that you don't have to go out and watch it to go give me your thoughts, just give me your thoughts and maybe we'll talk about them again. You know, we'll talk about it again on a later episode. Raising Arizona feedback episode in which I go through everybody's thoughts and comments. But I'd really love to hear from people who've never seen it and then go out and watch it and, you know, rent it. Unfortunately, I don't know that it's available on any streaming services. I don't know. I haven't looked that up at this point. We just happen to own it on DVD. But yeah, I'd really be interested to hear what people who've never seen it, how they perceive the movie, what the movie does for them, how it makes them feel. Because I've seen it at least double digits, at the least. And I'm talking mid to low double digits. I don't know, 20, 30, 40 times, who knows? But I've seen it enough that I can speak most of the dialogue before they say it, and yet I laugh every time I watch it. Raising Arizona, folks, that's my episode. I'm Steven, and I'm Just Another Fanboy. Be nice to each other.
Just Another Fanboy is a presentation of the Steven or Else podcast. Questions and comments can be directed to feedback@stevenorelse.com. You can support the show for as little as a dollar a month at patreon.com/StephenROr and get instant access to the My Other Podcast podcast, a weekly show about whatever crawls its way into my tiny little mind just moments before I tap record. You can find me on the World Wide Web at StephenOrElse.com or find me on Twitter and Instagram by searching for @StephenOrElse. I also encourage you to subscribe to the show, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with a friend. Just Another Fanboy is a proud member of the Comics Podcast Network. You can find that over at comicspodcasts.com. All links will be in the show notes.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Good job.